Blog Talk Radio.
I found a love that my heart has been longing for. I don't have to
indeed, you are blessed when you don't have to shop around anymore. You found that person, that person found you, and you're alive and able to take full advantage of that blessing. It is truly a wonderful thing indeed. Good evening, everybody. Welcome, as it is time to take it to the stage once again, as the Big Big Tournament is in effect. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is wonderful to be with you tonight. And of course, our tournament proudly sponsored by BASN Newsroom and the Assassin to the Black Athlete Sports Network. Oh, you know you got to get all the good stuff. The who, what, when, where, why, and how right now at www.basnnewsroom.com. Shout out to all the brother, all the members of the Brother Man Network and the sister gals, wherever they are. But we know the NCAA is on right now, but we figured we'd clue y'all into the real tournament. You know, I mean, all of those who are going bric-a-bracka, firecracker, sis, boom, bye, and all that stuff, you know, they're doing that because they're working for no pay. And indentured servitude somehow does not inspire art. But I digress. Here we do it for the love, and we want to put some love out there for you, and we hope receive some love in return. Now, we started the tournament, as you know, late last year. This was specifically single performance. It could be the lead singer of a band or have sung with somebody or whatever the deal was, you know. They're going to come out on stage and lead this, whether by themselves or the folks in back. And the ladies have had their say. And now it's time for the fellas to make their way. So as we do this with the premise that you want to make sure Everybody got to get some. And it can't be no more better than to let the brothers have their say. Now, tonight, we're going to have two mixes for you. Dwayne Julius Rogers, who made a name for himself. I'd say this has to be in the 80s. And he was born Dwayne Julius Rogers, May 9th, 1948. So we know, brothers of Taurus, musical, gotta have that good stuff. He released his debut album, actually in 1973, but sadly, he is no longer with us. He passed last year on August 24th. It's like, you can't even pick your head up. Everybody's just gone. But he played Fender piano. He had a major hit on his album, It's Good to Be Alive, called Say You Love Me. And for others, to lean more to the gospel, he did a beautiful ballad called Beulah Jean. He just went straight church, and it was a love ballad of the highest order. But he's going to go up against the number one ranked performer tonight, and that's Otis Redding. Now, I know what y'all thinking. Yes, you know, we've had number one ranked guys and gals come in here, and a couple people question it, but it's kind of hard to question Otis. That was a bad brother, passed away too soon, and he was one of those eclectic personalities, despite the music he sang, that seemed to make everybody feel comfortable. And it would have really been interesting if the members of the so-called British invasion were able to have collaborated with Otis to a great degree. Now, I think y'all know where I'm going at with this, but, you know, let me just hold up on that first and serve up Brother Rogers. And then after that, of course, you will have Brother Redding come on. You know how this works as far as voting. If you like DJ Rogers, you'll say DJ Rogers or DJ. Pass that on to us on our wall at Soul Tree Radio and Raw, or on my colleague's wall, the Gray Liver Co., DJ Gray, my partner, doing this thing. And you can vote there as well at glcgray@gmail.com, or you can vote at Soul Tree and Raw, all one phrase, at outlook.com. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's tap into my brother, DJ Rogers.
Just to find out my swinging the loose. Everything I touch, one Tuesday evening love, it brought me back. I'm proud to say love, it brought me back.
She gave me a brand new son. Oh, the girl is faithful.
Faithful to the end.
Every man needs somebody.
Faithful to the end.
All kind of weather, we've stayed together. Leave her never, love her forever.
Hey!
a man. Together I believe we could stand. Let me take your trembling hand. Somewhere in God's country we'll settle on a piece of land. I need you to see me through. I just shake when you say, uncut and in the raw. most folks he was easy to find. But Beulah was in touch with the man that lived on a higher plane. And one Tuesday while Beulah was sleeping, he sent his angel, and they carried Beulah away. And if the hereafter will allow two friends to meet, you know, I wanna see.
I got to say no more after that. I'm telling you, that is awesome. I remember when that song came out, and I think it was Felipe Luciano who was also doing a stint on WBLS, and that song played. And when the choir came in, it was all over. I mean, everybody was just lit by that song, uplifted, shook. Whatever. I mean, everything was just flowing. And I like how he just said, oh, shucks. Ah, Beulah. Oh, shucks. He knew it was good to him. But this brings up another topic that I think has always been in a state of flux, and that's that whole secular gospel thing. You know, a lot of people were bullied by assholes. I'll say it because I am not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. The assholes who wanted to control the aspect of somebody creating by saying, well, it's the devil's music. You can't be singing the devil's music. You know what? Fuck that. Seriously. You can take several interpretations out of Beulah Jean, simply out of friendship or a gospel song, a straight gospel. All of those things can be as good as a love song. And however you express yourself, if you come to that same conclusion and hit that same place in people's hearts, fuck anybody else who wants to try to piss on that or try to say that's not what we think should be music. This is a true story. I was in a songwriting contest, and I wrote a lyric called "I Want a Big Leg Woman in a Short Miniskirt." That's a blues song, nasty blues, I have to say. And when it was done, one of the women who's, well, now this is sexist. The fuck are you talking about? The blues is sexist. I ain't got me no money. I ain't got me no woman. Who are you to say what is and what isn't? Well, the real deal was they had already picked out who they wanted to win their prize. And the guy, the lone guy who was on the panel rolled over on us and said, that's the kind of song I want to hear in a bar. And I said, well, shit, it should be the kind of song you want to hear anyway. Like he was trying to do us a favor. But again, labeling stuff gets people in trouble. Well, what can I say? Anyhow, moving on to Mr. Otis Ray Redden Jr., born September 9th, 1941. Passed away, unfortunately, December 10th, 1967. He is revered as one of the greatest singers of popular music. He was born in Dawson, Georgia, and then moved to Macon at the age of 2. Of course, he was tearing shit up with a band called the Pine Toppers, and he was singer and driver before he got his own thing going and did his first single, These Arms of Mine, in 1962. Now, that definitely rocked the house. Unfortunately, he passed away along with several members of the Bar Kays. The Bar Kays were able to reform, but of course, a lot of folks never recovered from that. Shortly before his death in that plane crash, he wrote and recorded his iconic tune, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, with brother Steve Cropper. It became the first posthumous number one record on both Billboard and the Hot 100 R&B charts. The album, again, went number one out in the UK. Unfortunately, the label soon discovered that Stax was starting to crumble. And of course, this is where Isaac Hayes came out of nowhere and lifted up the label. But running as many accolades, 2 Grammys, 2 Lifetime Achievement Awards, and induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though I don't like those motherfuckers, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. But, of course, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Try a Little Tenderness, she may be, baby. But he wrote Respect. Yes, he wrote Respect. Aretha may have sang it and claimed it, but he wrote it. So without further ado, let's give Brother Otis a little bit of try. You are listening to Soul Tree Radio on the Raw as we celebrate our big day.
happy to me. Ooh, and loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. And your love is growing. Our affair grows. I've been loving you all too long to stop now. Oh, 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 I've been loving you. I don't want to stop now. Oh, oh, don't make me stop now. Oh, baby, I don't need it. Please don't make me stop now.
In the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening come, watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
The glory of love is, glory of, it's the glory of, the glory. still a tramp.
What?
That's
what?
Right. You haven't even got a fat bankroll in your pocket. You probably haven't even got 25 cents.
I got 6 KLX, 5 Lincoln, 4 phones, 6 records, 3 T-Birds, Mustang. Ooh, I'm a lover.
You prove it by me.
I just love that part where she says, no matter, I don't care what you say, oh, she's still a tramp. You know what? Yes. Otis, again, providing proof that a good song is a good song, taking the original Hold Awesome Tramp and spicing it up in the 60s, and again, Salt and Pepper did a number on it in the 80s. Got my main man, DJ Gray, with me. What up, G? Exactly. Well, welcome to the real tournament. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I'm surprised you're off because East Coast play right now.
I know, but I figure we got a lot of road to cover, and the opportunity presents itself. Why not take everybody into the midnight hour with some good music? So.
Okay. I bet you, brother, you guys got it.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you know, I was talking about DJ Rogers and Beulah Jean before. Now, I know you've heard the song before. Would you consider it a love song, a gospel song, an R&B song? Pick out whatever, if there's anything else I've missed, throw it in. But and do all of those things apply to that song?
It's all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, you didn't hear songs like that.
No.
It was very rare that you see all three combinations. They do it more. I think they do it a little bit more now than they did 30, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. And I never understood why they would think God would be personally upset if you have a vision of him.
I go back to the church again.
I know.
The church did not like rock and roll. The church did not like rhythm and blues.
That's what I'm saying.
What happened was people like Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Otis Redding.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Butler.
Yeah, I remember Jerry.
Okay, mm-hmm. The church.
Yeah. I just think it's self-defeating, bro, because where do they think all this beautiful stuff is coming from? There's one divine inspiration for all of this. If it translates out as gospel to some folks, cool. If it translates as secular, I think it's cool. Do you really think God gives a rat's ass about what's coming out if it's a creative thing? Shoot, God might be patting his foot thinking, oh, yeah, that's my man Otis again. And I think that's the mind, But, you know, that's the kind of mindset people should have.
Because when the song I Wanna Know What Love Is came out.
Right.
That is a secular song.
Right.
But what happened was, at the end of that song, the New Jersey State Choir was involved in that record.
Right, they put the gospel flavor on
it. A gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't like it because of the New Jersey State Choir.
That argument has been going on back and forth for a while. If you remember in the 70s, there was a gospel group called the Mighty Clouds of Joy. And in the disco era,
they had
a track called Ride the Mighty High. It was a nice track.
Yes.
You could dance to it and all that other good shit. But somebody wanted to lose their damn mind because they thought, it's blasphemous. You know, please.
Yes.
I can see God doing the electric slide. But nobody else can. That's their business. You know, it's like, stop. But
I can see my grave right now.
There you go. See? That's what I'm talking about. So that's my boy playing on the radio right now. And he better not cuss because I got the rope. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But as we carry on with the tournament, our musical tournament, that is, coming up next, because it seems to be a blues kind of night, brother Bobby Blue Bland, born Calvin Brooks, January 27th, 1930, in Barrettville, Tennessee. He passed away June 23rd, 2013. Bobby was amazing because he captured the Memphis sound. He made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 92. And the Memphis Hall of Fame, probably even more important, in 2012. And he received a Lifetime Achievement Award in 97. Yeah. They talked to him as only second in stature to B.B. King as a product of Memphis's Beale Street blues scene. Now, one of the things I want to get off my chest here, we heard live and in living color, Marshall Jones, may he rest in power, former bass player of the Ohio Players, talk about the nasty side of the business and how they forced or they made them make a deal with the devil. They told them straight up that, all right, you guys made some money. You signed with us and do these things with us, and you'll be a legitimate supergroup. Because they didn't think, the words of the record people, that these niggas would make it as far as they did. In the beginning, and this was one thing that BET was righteous with, was the Unsung series, where some of these groups and performers, that was a great series. And
yes.
In the beginning, all the players took credit for all their music. So everybody got equal share of what was going on. That maintained itself for a long time until PolyGram got in the mix, started distributing their stuff through Mercury. And, of course, y'all know about Fire and all the good shit. They were making money. They were doing well.
And then
they were offered that deal that they couldn't refuse, and they did refuse it. Members of the group start to fall down in different ways.
Also, the fact that the third album, during the recording, there was a murder in the recording studio.
Holy shit! I didn't know that. G, for real?
The third album.
Okay.
In the recording studio, you hear the song "Love Roller Coaster."
Yeah.
Okay.
And right there,
like the third part of the song.
Holy shit!
Even in that song.
Now, wait a minute. Is that the Honey album? Is that the Honey album?
Yeah,
Skin Tight, Fire. Yeah, it's Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. I didn't know that.
I broke out.
Oh, all right, you were there, deep in it.
Well,
but
I think it really ruined the team.
Yeah.
Because the police officers were blaming them, and they had nothing to do with it.
Of course. Well, it does bring something to mind, because apparently Otis was given that same choice, and I won't say whether or not that caused the plane to crash and all that shit, but you know, too often white supremacy tries to push it in the face of artists to say, you know, we control your ass and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, we grew up with this, with Frankie Lyman right in our neighborhood.
Yeah,
and the teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the grief they had to go through for almost 40 years before they finally got their just due to Why Do Fools Fall in Love. In the meantime, they made a movie, made a fool out of him and all kinds of crazy crap.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say the same thing happened to James Brown, too. So it's like, damn, can't y'all leave us the fuck alone and let us do what we need to do? No. That's the chemicals of white supremacy.
I believe they're doing it to Mr. Washington and Houston right now. They're doing the same thing there right now.
Well, yeah, we're going to bring that up Wednesday because, you know, it's slowly started to trickle and now it's coming out as a stream. We know something rotten's in the cotton, G, and we definitely will bring it up. But for now, you got any last words for everybody regarding the tournament?
Congratulations to the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
All right.
A great victory for the Scarlet Knights. It's in New Jersey. It's been 60 years.
Wow.
So congratulations to the Knights.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulldog Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
Hang in there. It's gonna have to go. enjoy the playoff, folks.
There you go. And of course, we'll be back this weekend with more music and more info tomorrow night.
I can say there will be a rematch.
Uh-oh.
A rematch between Lenny Williams.
And
Usher.
Wow. Okay. So they both took out Al Jarreau. All right, I'm loving this. Okay.
Sunday night will be Usher against Lenny Williams.
So 7 p.m. Eastern Sunday night, 4 on the Pacific Coast. The Music Box keeps cooking. And Lenny Williams and Usher.
That should be a blast.
That should be fun. Yes, indeed. Well, I will say that. Thank you. And we will continue on with Brother Bobby Bland because he's been referred to as the Lion of the Blues. Wow. And I know all this good stuff is in his delivery. You know, he's one of the few that doesn't play instruments straight up other than his voice. And as with most blues performers, the power of their lyrics is matched with the power of the music that accompanies them for this beautiful stew that's served up late in the midnight hour. So before I say anything else, Bobby Lou Bland, Isaac Hayes, let's get it on. Brother Bland, please step up to the mic.
I know you've been hurt. Now find someone else. And I can tell by the way you carry yourself. But if you let me, Lord, and here's what I'll do, then I'll take care of you. And I who have loved and lost the same as you. So you see, I know and that's what you've been through. But if you let me cry, oh Lord, and here's what I'll do, then said I've got to take care of you. And you won't ever, my Lord, have to worry no more. Well, and you won't ever, I said you never, you'll never have to cry no more. Oh, I thought, now, oh Lord, I'll be right there beside you. Just wanna fly. I said, I know what I want to do, and just as sure, oh my Lord, I worry, then why don't you tell me right now that I want to take care of you. Late in the midnight hours, I said, when you don't have your main squeeze there, it makes it hard, I know. It makes it real hard on you. Said I'm tired, I'm tired of crying. And I'm tired of lying. Well, oh my Lord, and then my kind of love filled me, and nothing more than feeling. Thank you very much. Broken heart. conscious members only tonight. Say you lost your woman, say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems all in your life. Well, they're throwing a party for the brokenhearted, and it's members only tonight. Go tell mama, go tell daddy, red or yellow, black or white. Throwing a party, oh, for the sad and lonely, it's members only tonight. Members only, it's a private party. Don't need no money to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook, bring your broken heart, 'cause it's members only tonight. Say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems all in your life. They're throwing a party for the brokenhearted, and it's members only tonight. Go tell mama, Lord, go tell. Black or white, though in a party of the sad and lonely, and its members only tonight. Conscious members only tonight. Conscious members only. That's why I'm staying away from you. 'Cause I know, yes I know, you a little heartbreaker. If you get a chance, you'll break my whole heart too. If I don't play the game, I sure can't lose. That's why I'm staying in the safer zone. Some folks say that I'm a fool, nutty as a fruitcake, but I got sense enough to leave you alone. How many hearts have you broken? Oh, I guess long time ago. Of all the men you've hurt, why do some of those fools be running back for more? Lord, Lord, if I don't get involved, I sure can't get hurt. And don't that make real good sense to you? know, yes I know, you're a little heartbreaker. If you get a chance, you know you'll break my heart too.
All of my time pleading, you turn your back
If I reach out to you like a child would do, darling, don't let me down. I love you so, and I guess you know that I'm too far. If I give you my heart, please don't tear it apart. Don't treat me like dirt on the ground. Give me a break. For heaven's sakes, 'cause I'm too far gone to turn around. I'm too far gone for backing up now.
Yes, indeed. Brother Bobby Blue Bland saying it as it is. Brother Bland was nominated for 7 awards musically and apparently passed as a result of an ongoing illness in 2013. He told his son, or was apparently said he, his son Rod was told, who's also a musician, was told that James Cotton, blues harpist, was also his half-brother. It'll be interesting to see what happens from there. After that confession. Having said that, we move on to Isaac Hayes. And it's kind of ironic that tonight we have the king of Stax and its successor in Otis and Ike. I just subconsciously did that. I wasn't even thinking about it until I realized where they were in the rankings. You know, y'all know we love Ike. If Ike has any advantage over everybody, it's he is a superior arranger. That was his thing, taking songs and stretching them out for 9, 10, 12 minutes and stuff. And, of course, y'all know one of his most famous ones was on the Hot Buttered Soul album. I don't have to say it because y'all should already know. But as I say this, he played his brother so we can get on with things. Don't forget to vote. Our Soul Tree page or the Gray Liver Cove page, glcgray@gmail.com or soultreeintheraw@outlook.ca. @outlook.com. Excuse me. I see anyone. Anyway, your chef. Mm-hmm.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. Was my night to take inventory. Chill out here. Oh, what's wrong? You crying? Oh, you folks be on your back again, huh? Man, this stuff is getting ridiculous. What was it this time? Oh, they heard it. You were with me again, huh? And why don't they leave us alone? Wow. So they cut off your allowance, too, huh? Well, I can't tell you to stop crying because I know you're hurt. I know it's hard for them to understand that two people like us can love each other. They seem to forget once upon a time they were young and they had to fall in love too. Well, come on, stop crying now. Something else I got to tell you, and I got my greetings the other day. Well, I got my papers from Uncle Sam, and I went down, you know, and I got to go about another 2 weeks. But like, wherever I go, always remember that I love you. There'll be no one else but you. And I'll be back. Some way I'll be back. And I don't have any doubt about you being true to me. Cause like right now it seems like the whole world is against us. So like, try to steady. Changes like this. People all over the world being denied and discriminated, you know. It's always messed up situations, socially, racially, and, you know. But whenever things get extremely bad, always remember that I love you. Like us that go through changes like this. These words in the song is for you, and it's like this.
No more tears for us. just think love and where's my love. Oh, I see the magic because we'll always stay in love. It's gonna come, oh yeah. Yes, we'll have everything. We'll share the joy. The joy of falling in love today.
Night. You knew didn't you let it remain a one-night affair? Love's imprisoned me. Lord, I just can't break free. Please, your lady, tell me, do you really care? How many men have you known? How many Johns have come and gone? I wonder, but I really don't want to know. What do you want out of life? A true love or a higher price? What are you searching for, Lady of the Night? Tenderly, you make love to me so tenderly. Somehow you've got a monopoly on the soul of me. I once had a wife, the love of my life. She used to smile just like you do. The angels took her away, and since that day I was so lonely till I saw you. Let our hearts beat in time. Let's leave our past behind, and together we'll face the world. Don't be afraid. I don't care what people say. I'll be your only man, and you'll be my girl. No more Lady of the Night.
Oh.
And there you have Isaac Hayes. If we would just do a show of his arrangements alone, that would be at least 12 hours of music. Amazing. And, you know, of course, he had a second career playing the character Chef on the show South Park. His faith led to problems there, and he lost his spot because of it. And South Park's humor being what it was, it wasn't expected, or not expected, I should say. But the bottom line in all this is that Isaac Hayes did amazing things with the most difficult of all tasks. As Otis Redding had just brought Stax into prominence, his untimely death had left a void there. Atlantic had picked up Stax's catalog. So there was a mandate by President Bell to do albums. Now, up to that point, Isaac Hayes and his partner Porter were just writing songs and doing a decent job. When Ike decided to take it to the Hot Buttered Soul place, out of all of the 27 albums that were ordered in that time frame, Hot Buttered Soul outsold all of them. We miss Ike, but he is definitely one of those brothers that you hear him, you feel him, because I don't get the idea, like Barry White, that he was in a super blissful, happy relationship. I believe that Ike lived a lot of that pain, blues, and agony, and it was reflected in some of his songs, especially by the time I get to Phoenix, the 19-minute Jimmy Webb translation. This is just one segment of the tournament. You guys get the vote. Who is it going to be? Is it going to be Bobby Blue Bland or Isaac Hayes? It's going to be Otis Redding, DJ Rogers. Y'all let us know. We will continue to flow. Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Big Bang Tournament continues from DJ Gray as he goes back. And Lenny Williams, who was the first wild card coming on DJ's side of the board, will come in now and go up against Usher. We will carry on with two more matchups, and we hope that you will take the time to check us out. So, since it is past the midnight hour, we're going to leave y'all with a little some. See you Saturday for the stir fry. From all of us here at the tree, go safe, stay safe, be safe. Wash your hands.
Wash your ass.
Wear a mask. Mask in a casket. And watch your back.